Like any brood of 17-year-olds finally out on one of those first spring days, the cicadas raise quite a ruckus.
The ones that are making the noise are the males. So it's the boys calling for the girls. And when you get an area with a big emergence of cicadas, you can get densities up to 1 million per acre. So then figure half of those are males, and you can just see how the noise gets to be virtually deafening when you get these large numbers of them.
That's Eric Day, manager of the Insect Identification Lab at Virginia Tech.
On the side of their body, they have this drum-like structure called a timbal, and they vibrate the timbal at a very fast frequency, and that makes the noise.
Cicadas are found nowhere else but the eastern half of the United States. They are surely some of the best timekeepers of the insect world, somehow counting the warming and cooling cycles each year until they get to their magic number. It's different for each brood. But even after waiting all that time, they won't come out until the temperature of the surface soil reaches 64 degrees.
Initially, they're pale, so they'll be white with red eyes, very striking. And then later on, as the skin kind of begins to thicken and harden, it turns essentially black. So you have these black insects with red eyes and orange wings and orange legs. Very distinctive, not really much else you would confuse it with.
This year, one of the largest broods will be back, showing up in much of central Virginia.
Brood 2 covers probably the biggest geographic areas, but it tends to be in areas with low human population density, so there's not as many people interact with it. On comparison to that would be Brood 10, which most recently came out in 2004, and that hits northern Virginia. It also hits other places that are high population density, like Baltimore, Philadelphia, and New York. And so Brood 10 tends to really get in the news because it tends to impact a lot of people.
Any large number of insects can pose problems. Cicadas don't bite people, but they lay their eggs by burrowing into small twigs, which can damage trees. Now, for the birds, their arrival is like an unexpected invitation to an all-you-can-eat buffet. And for entomologists like Eric Day, cicadas are a kind of celebrity species of the insect world.
I think they're an amazing insect, but you have to sort of temper that with it is a pretty big pest for fruit growers, and they certainly have to deal with it damaging their trees. But I think kind of overall that this insect is a pretty neat one because it has a lot of interest to non-entomologists. It's a gateway, I think, where people kind of develop an interest in insects, and it kind of coupled their unusual life cycle and these huge emergences. It overall becomes, to me, a pretty neat insect.
Maybe it's their serenade which punctuates the spring air as it takes you back to where you were the last time the critters came out. But you just have to admire any species that can show up on time for a date after 17 years. I'm Robbie Harris.